You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to yell from the rooftop right now. I am blessed. It doesn't matter what is going on. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what you feel. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. Amen. See, the enemy, Satan will try to use those things, or sometimes the inner us will use those things to rob the fact that we are blessed by the Lord. If you believe and you accept Jesus Christ into, hallelujah, your life as your Lord and Savior, you are blessed. 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 And he has his hand on you. Amen. We thank you, Father God, on this day, that we are in your family, that we are in your house, that we are in your shelter, in your secret place. Hallelujah. And we chase you today, and we run after you today, and we seek you. We seek you. We declare you are our refuge. You are our shelter. You are our stronghold. You are our peace. You are our shalom, the Prince of Peace that surpasses all understanding. You are our help. You are our way where we see no way. You are our provider in the midst of inflation. We cleave to you that you are our provider. You are our sound mind. You are our mind regulator. You are our success. Who's chasing success? You are our success in the name of Jesus. So now as we come into your presence, Lord God, and as you are present, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. And even as I hear presence, like him being here with us, I also hear presents, like you give presents, amen, like you receive presents for Christmas or presents for your birthday. Come on, somebody, Yashata. We thank you for the presents that you are giving us, material and immaterial. Is immaterial a word? Okay. the tangible and the intangible. Can we just as we are in your presence, we ask that you will forgive us our sins, those known and unknown. Can we do that? Can we just inhale and exhale? Can we surrender into this moment? Come on, please. Come on, please. Come on. Can we just, I surrender to this moment. I trust you. You are the Almighty. This is the place that I need to be. I slow down to right now. Stop with all the agenda, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to go here, and I got to go there, and I got to make this happen, and this, and because God is it. No, shut up. And this is what's going on, and then, no. We still ourselves to be with you in this moment. What do you have to do when you pull your car into the gas station? What do you have to do? You have to turn your car off. To get your phone fully charged, what do you have to do? You got to put it down. You got to put it away. Matter of fact, you got to turn it off. Turning it off and charging it. That's okay. That's good power. That's good power. Good power. Let's tap into the power of Christ Jesus. Let's get into our power, the power, the same power that rose Jesus from the dead. It's a power that dwelleth in us. You can have your charger. Come on, somebody. Okay, we just got it. I got to get it. Hold on, somebody. I can have my charger all day. Hello? I can have my charger all day. But it doesn't mean, amen, hallelujah, that my phone will not run out of its charge. We'll go to sleep. I like to say go to sleep because I'm with Christ. Nothing in Christ does. I don't do nothing. So in life and life more abundantly. So it doesn't mean that this thing is not going to go out. How? That means I got to plug in. I got to plug in to my power source. God! I got to plug into my power source. And I got to plug in. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Imagine this is the power source right here. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. This is what we're doing right now. This is what we're doing right now. We're plugging into our power source. Our power source is the Lord Jesus. We're plugging into our life. He came that we may have life and life more abundantly. I hear the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean that we're not going to face storms. Doesn't mean that it won't be tribulations. It means we get to see God deliver us. It means we get to see the Lord rebuke the winds, rebuke the storms, and speak peace. It means we get to experience His healing power. His delivering power, His way-making power, His miracle-working power. Amen. Amen, somebody. Come on. Amen. So on this day, can we just stop? Like, listen, I'm following the Holy Spirit. So in this moment, let me just place our hands up. What does this position mean? It means I surrender. It means I give up. I stop fighting. Come on. Who needs to give up control and give up power and stop fighting and stop resisting and fall into a trust position? Come on, somebody. Lord, you are in control. We thank you. You are in control. Even if it feels like, smells like, seems like, tastes like, you're not in control. Looks more chaotic than you being in control. You're in control. So we surrender to this because He is present. He is here. Just because we don't see Him with our natural self, our natural eyes, doesn't mean we got to get sensitive and be sensitive to sensing Him. He's here with us right now. God, thank you. Lord, thank you. He's on the scene. He's in those matters with us right now. Lord, thank you. He is handling what we think we have to handle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Let's fall into submission and let's fall into humility and let's fall into respect and awe and reverence and fear of Him. Let's fall into these places. This is where we see the glory of God. This is where we experience in the humble place. in the worship place, in the reverent place, in a world where it's so built on self-exaltation and self-help and self-power and self-made and self. No, it's too much work there, y'all. It's too much work. Let's fall in a humble place, in a lowly place at the Lord's feet, at Jesus Christ's feet. Where did Jesus? Jesus, he descended. He came down into the humble, the most humble of humble places. God sent his son and said, get into the humble place, because in that humble place is where I'm going to resurrect and save my people. Oh, yes, Shatai. Am I already preaching or am I already preaching? I hear that is some medicine, and that is the prescription, and that is the order and the instruction for some of us. Let's get in that humble place. Let's stop exalting ourselves over one another, thinking that we're better than. I even hear the Lord right now saying, let's stop. Okay, maybe it's for me. Stop exalting yourself thinking that you're better than a situation. What do you mean that I'm better than a situation? Amen. It means that we can't see. Hold on, because you gotta be discerning and in the spirit to discern to get this. It means that our humility is that we're exalting God to say, Lord, you have me here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on you, and I'm going to give thanks that I know that you have greater and better. But as I'm traveling to that place, and as you are bringing me to that place, I'm going to do it with an attitude of gratitude, and I'm going to do it with a humble heart. But sometimes when we exalt, and thank you, Holy Spirit, when we are self-exalting things, I don't need to be here, and I'm better than this and that. We have that attitude, and then we walk around, we have an attitude. Or it looks like the fruit of that is complaining. The fruit of that is easily agitated and irritable, right? But it's like, wait, what? Let me just get God. God, you are here with me, or I'm here with you in this place. Help me to see the treasure of you. Always, always, always. Help me to see the treasure of you always. Hallelujah. Now it's a work and it's a process, but how do we see the treasure of God in all, like always, at all times? Which brings us to Holy Spirit. You better know what Holy Spirit. Which brings us to the word. The word of the day, the prophetic word, the logos word, the rhema word of the day, of today. The logos is the written word, and rhema is the revelatory word. It's both today. And the Bible says in Psalm 34 and 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Can we say that together? I will bless the Lord. Can we take that pledge? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I want to read it. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want to read it also from two different versions. That was the King James. I also want to read it from the New Living Translation, which reads, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. The Message version says, I will bless God every chance I get. Ooh, that's so good. I will bless God every chance I get.
I don't even know how many minutes is in 24 hours. Every chance, oop, here's another chance. Oop, here's another chance. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, think like it's God giving us a chance. He give you a chance. Here, I'm gonna give you a chance in the midst of this darkness, in the midst of it. Here's your chance to praise me. Here's your chance to praise me. Are we taking our opportunities in a world where we're seeking opportunities in the natural? What about those opportunities in the spirit? Amen. The spiritual opportunities that radically change our natural. I will bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with his praise. My lungs expand with his praise. This one scripture is saying so much. And in order to explore the so much that this verse is saying, and in order for us to be transformed by this verse, amen, amen. I'm reminded in Romans 12, the word says that we present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. And then he goes on to say, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so I want this scripture, amen, to massage our mind and eradicate some mindsets and thought processes and belief systems. Amen. See, there's certain belief systems of this world that we have to be transformed from, that says that, oh, when something negative happens or bad happens or something that we don't like happens and we wasn't expecting happen, when those things happen, we give a response that matches that. But on the contrary, my Bible tells me that those negative times and bad times and dark times and desperate times and I didn't like that times and I don't like you times and I need my money to increase times and I'm afraid times, amen, and even in good times, hello somebody, because in those good times we really need to be praising the Lord so that to keep us grounded and not get all prideful. So even in those times, come on somebody, shut up. And sometimes when the good starts happening, we kind of slow down on the pursuing of God and we slow down on the blessing of God and we get a little bit more comfortable because the blessings is here, amen, and we all in the natural with the blessings that I don't gotta pursue you as much, God. Come on, so even in those times, hallelujah, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So let's go to 1 Samuel 21. Amen. I want to read 1 Samuel 21, 10 through 15, and then go into chapter 22, 1 through 2. I want to see who is saying this, and why is he saying this, and when is he saying this? This psalm is attributed to David, King David, King David. Amen. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit also. King David saying that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So let's turn. I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Hallelujah. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let me tell y'all something. The Lord told me a long time ago, you don't stop singing. I don't care what you sound like, what other people say, how you sound. Just let's get off of that world system of, oh, I don't sound that good, and I don't sound like such and such. He said, no, you praise me how you desire, how you're built to praise me. Oh, shut up! That's a revelation right there. You praise me and worship me how you're built to. I just saw like cars. Amen. Cars are built to do certain things. Come on. There's got some cars that's built with some horsepower. Amen. But if you drive it around like a little station wagon, you ain't using that car to its full potential. Then you're robbing from the inexperience that is rightfully given to you, available to you. That is the same way. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us learn to worship the way you're built to worship. And so God would get with me in that place. Because the only reason why I would stop trying to sin is like, I'm not even saying those words because I speak like, amen, hallelujah. Words like, oh, I'm not a singer, so I'm not going to, oh, I don't do this, so I'm not. No, those are, no. Who said? Who said? If God put a desire in you to sing, sing and stop with the rest. Ugh. Matter of fact, it's unattractive. It's unbecoming. It's unbecoming of a disciple, of a Christian, of a believer. It's unbecoming. It's unbecoming to say what you are not when God said that you are. Okay, I don't know who that's for, but Chantal received. I received it. Okay, so that's why you hear me sing all the time. I gotta make my father proud, not you. I gotta make his ears. I gotta make his ears ring with pleasantries. Like, oh, well done, my good daughter, my daughter. Okay. First Samuel 21, verse 10. I'm starting at verse 10. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. Who is Saul? Now, Saul is the king that God anointed when the children of Israel wanted a king. Amen. And they asked for a king and they kept pressing for a king. So God said, okay, fine. I'm going to give you a king. And he anointed Saul. However, Saul was disobedient. So the anointing, so God removed his hand from Saul. He no longer, was anointed as king. And then God sent the prophet Samuel to Jesse, who had 7-8 sons, amen. And David was the one that was chosen to be king. So now, as we get into 1 Samuel 21, David has already been anointed king. David has already been anointed king. And check this out. As he's been anointed king, he's running. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s? And David laid up these words in his heart and was sore afraid. Again, fear. He's now afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself mad in their hands and scrabbled on the doors of the gate and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, lo, ye see the man is mad. Wherefore then have ye brought him to me? Have I need of mad men that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house? Chapter 22. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was distressed, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, and he became captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. I want to read the same these same scriptures in the hallelujah in the message. So I'm turning to it on my app. Amen. Hallelujah. Shut up. Thank you, Jesus. I think the message. Let's do the message. Okay. All right, verse 10. Oh, said David, there's no sword like that. Give it to me. And at that, David shot out of there, running for his life from Saul. Remember, why are we here? I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So let's look at the circumstances right now, right? Let's look at this the situation, what it is. Let's look at we're checking out the temperature, what it is for King David at this time, the anointed King David, what it is for him. David shot out of there running for his life from Saul. He went to Achish, king of Gath. When the servants of Achish saw him, they said, can this be David, the famous David? Is this the one they sing of at their dances? Saul kills by the thousand, David by the 10,000s. Saul kills by the thousands, David by the 10,000s. Saul kills by the, they didn't sound like that, y'all. Saul killed by the thousands, David by the 10,000s. Okay, that's my version. That was the Mika version. When David realized that he had been recognized, he panicked, fearing the worst from Achish, king of Gath. So right there, while they were looking at him, he pretended to go crazy, pounding his head on the city gate and foaming at the mouth, spit dripping from his beard. He's trying to save his life, y'all. He's trying to save his life. Achish took one look at him and said to his servants, can't you see he's crazy? Why did you let him in here? Don't you think I have enough crazy people to put up with as it is without adding another? Get him out of here. Hello? Chapter 22. So David got away and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and others associated with his family heard where he was, they came down and joined him. Not only that, but all who were down on their luck came around, losers and vagrants and misfits of all sorts. David became their leader. There were about 400 in all. So what we noticed that when David gave praise to King David gave praise to God for delivering him out of these situations. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I like this because, thank you, Holy Spirit, he makes me aware that David didn't give himself credit for getting out of those situations. He didn't give himself credit for, oh, I made myself look mad. No, I will bless the Lord. God delivering me. I also noticed that he didn't give credit to the fear, and he didn't give credit to the king, King Saul or King Achish. What do you mean? What do you mean, Pastor Mika? He didn't give credit to King Saul. He wasn't like, see, they after me and they trying to kill me, man. And this is always happening. And look, first it was that king, now it's another king. And this kind of stuff always happening to me. And why I got to deal with this? No! I noticed that he wasn't, what was in his mouth, what was in his soul, what was in his belly, what was in his heart was a praise unto God, was a worship unto God. How do you know? Put yourself in a heated situation. Put yourself in a hot situation. Put yourself in a situation and see what comes out. Put yourself in, even in a regular situation. Somebody say, oh, how you doing today? Oh, you know, well, it's just, but you praise and you praise and you praise and you bless the Lord 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 and you bless the Lord, we start transforming. We start becoming something more like Christ. Right? So then there was somebody asked, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed. Right? Amen. I remember there was one time I was in, listen, I'm not saying anything that they don't practice. And with practice, we know every time practice is practice. That means there's some falling down. It's some messing up. It's some tripping. But if I'm setting, but I got to set my mind and my heart and my place, my position. My position is I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. With the news that I'm seeing, I'm going to bless the Lord. Amen. With the news I just received, I'm going to bless the Lord. Amen. What was going on in my household, I'm going to bless the Lord. Amen. With the fears, I'm going to bless the Lord. Amen. Notice I didn't say with my fears because they're not yours. Let us stop claiming certain things. Notice that it's not my sickness because it ain't mine. Unless you want it. It ain't my lack because it ain't mine. I will bless the Lord. I'm reminded, I was in the midst of a story. And I was at Costco one time, and I love wearing my mask. Why? Mm-hmm. See, I don't give credit to the mask and this and that and mask this, mask that. You know what? Because I'm blessing the Lord under there. So I have no issues with the mask. As a matter of fact, it gives me more opportunity to bless the Lord in public. Without you wondering what I'm talking about because you don't see me on the phone. What is she doing? What's she talking about? Ah, these are opportunities I have to bless the Lord. So one day I was doing that as I was in Costco. And was my bank account running over? It is in the name of Jesus, but what we saw in the natural was, okay, was everything so tough? Did I know everything? Oh, everything is good and bad. Yes, everything is good because I serve the Lord and I'm with God. Yes, sir. But on the natural, that doesn't stop my praise. So I'm praising the Lord, and I'm in Costco, and I'm praising the Lord, and I'm in Costco, and I'm saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you. And then somebody said, I was standing in line, and they said, oh, you can go. And I went to say thank you, but because I've been saying thank you, Jesus, that whole time in Costco, I said, thank you, Jesus. Out loud, I was exposed. The Holy Spirit exposed what I was talking about under my mask. Amen. But no, that is moments like that where you know what's really in your heart, what's really in your belly. What are those quick responses that we have? Amen. Okay. Let's practice, y'all, where our quick response is, ooh, hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Not because there's no compassion or no empathy being practiced, but because I see that, I know my God can work in this. I know my God can fix this. I know my God can deliver. I know my God is able. I know that. So as we read and really open up to see what's going on with David, everything is not a-okay. David is running for his life. David is, the Bible says he's in strongholds. He's hiding out in caves. He goes to the king of Moab, and he said, here, take my parents and take care of my parents until I find out what God is doing with me. It's still, he didn't say, see if this king, if I'm able to escape this king. No, he knows I'm in God's hand until I find out what God is doing with me. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The Holy Spirit is reminding me right now in this time when, I'm hearing a couple of things, y'all, so bear with me. But he brought me back to King David real fast in making us aware that King David could be in a time of great anxiety and great depression, and we see fear and panic, and in his stability is not there in the natural. Our stability is there in the Lord, right? He's running to and fro. He's on guard, could easily be on edge. This is when he's speaking a song of blessing and praise to God. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm getting so I'm distracted now by this that I don't even realize the rejection that came. And I'm distracted by this that I forgot that about a thing called loneliness. And I'm distracted by this. And I'm becoming this, and I'm consuming this. Then I'm no longer worried about fitting in and looking like somebody else, and because I'm looking, I'm looking at somebody else and seeing their beauty that I'm unable to recognize mine. And I'm looking at other people's success, and I'm not able to be on the journey with God into my landfill, milk and honey. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yeah, in the midst of all those financial issues, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The other day, yesterday, I went to go get gas. Yes, in the time where, you know, gas prices are even higher, especially for us in California. You know what I did when I was putting gas in the car? And I don't say this in a way to exalt myself, but I'm the Holy Spirit is having me to expose this because I'm practicing it. I can either choose one or two things. Oh, what? $6? Oh, man, that's weighing me down. That's burden. I'm now putting burdens or allowing burdens to be put on me. No, I will bless the Lord at all times. I said it because I went online this weekend. The Holy Spirit had me preaching and ministering this Psalm 34:1. And so it's like, it's been in my spirit, and it's like, okay, well, I will bless the Lord at all times. Make me aware of all times. Make me aware, oh, here's another chance I can praise. So while I was getting gas, I was praising the Lord a little bit loud so that people around me could hear. But do I care? No, I don't care. The only one I care about is pleasing my Father who art in heaven. The only one I care about is the miracle worker. And because I care about him, then he gives me a love to share and care for, amen, his children and my brothers and sisters and friends in the Lord and everybody else. Hallelujah. But I praise. I took that opportunity to praise. What about the mundane? Let's become aware in those mundane areas first. Amen. Oh, here, you know what? I'm just sitting down watching TV. Ain't nothing going on. Sometimes we give credit to, man, bored, I don't have nothing going on. I need this. No, I'm gonna bless the Lord. I'm blessed the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Another thing that the Holy Spirit made me aware of as the King David is saying, I will bless the Lord. I. He made me aware, and we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier in the hour, but this thing of exalting I. What you doing with your I? King David, a king, one who is like in a high position. Do you see what he's doing? He's humbling himself at the feet of God, at the throne. He's humbling himself. He said, you know what I'm going to do with my eye? I'm not going to exalt me, because he could easily be like, I'm the king. I shouldn't be having to go with this. And I was anointed. Don't you know I'm anointed? Don't you know I'm anointed? Anybody got time to be running around? No. David is not exalting himself. He is exalting God. And I believe, thank you, Holy Spirit, for that revelation. I believe that's how he was able to accept the men, the 400 men that came to follow him. You see, if he was in a self-exalted place and mindset and eyes, he wouldn't be able to recognize who God was sending to him. We're not able to always recognize if we always on that self-exalt. Which brings me Proverbs, y'all, 27. These men that came to him, it says that they were distressed, in debt, and discontented. There was a bitter soul. If he was on this self-exalt, I'm the king, you know what I'm saying? I gotta have the right type of men. I can't be having no losers. That's what the Message Bible translated for us, right? Following me. He was able, because he's in this humble place, he's able to see who God is sending. Sometimes we chase a name and chase a label and chase a resume and chase this or that because of this or that. But can you, when we in a humble place, can we recognize the opportunities and the people that God is sending us? Exalt. I thank you, Holy Spirit, the King, God, a true King. I'm reminded of the King of Kings. I'm reminded of Jesus. True power. It is able to walk in that humble place. It's not all about I. It's not about I. It's about Christ. Check this out. Proverbs 27 and 2. See, we're being transformed, y'all. We're being transformed. Because the righteous, we're clothed in humility. We're clothed in meekness, okay? And that's a garment, a chateau. That's better than a Louis. It's better than a Gucci. It's better than a Balenciaga. Okay, how about I wear it? Because the Bible says that when we humble ourselves, it is God who exalts us. And when we set ourselves on that pride walk, amen, it is God who tears down. Proverbs 27 and 2. Let's look at Proverbs, King David's son. Let's look at the writings of wisdom that his son wrote. Another king. Amen. No, these kings, as men of God, no, they were not perfect, but let's go. But they had a heart for God. David had a heart for God. His son said, don't call attention to yourself. Let others do that for you. Let's read the King James. Don't call attention to yourself. Let others do that for you. Why? We're talking about humility. What does this look like? How do we walk? Proverbs, Book of Wisdom, says, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger and not thine own lips. Let me read that again. Why? Because we are in a world where we love to praise ourselves. Let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger and not thine own lips. So how about I bless the Lord and I praise the Lord, and he will have everybody else bless Bless, yep, bless and praise me. Why? What do you mean, bless you, Mika? Pastor Mika, bless you, bless us. The Bible even says that he will cause men to give unto us, right? Hello? That's just an example. Hello? I'm gonna find another version. Let someone else praise you, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips. I think it just goes into this thing of like when we humble ourselves, when we stay in that place of humility, God is the one that does the exalting. And I'd rather God do the exalting, because wherever he exalts us to and the platforms that he sets us on and the positions that he set us in, he keeps us there. We don't have to work and hustle and bustle and do all these things to maintain that. All we got to do is remain faithful, remain obedient, and continue to praise the Lord. And the Lord is saying, read this one more time. Let someone else praise you, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips. Let us get lost in blessing the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That in this place of praise, amen, in this place of like a sacrificial praise and releasing a scent, an aroma to God, hallelujah, that God responds in this place, and miracle signs and wonders happen in this place. Y'all, I'm gonna say it all the time. I'm in looking for and positioning to experience God's miracle signs and wonders. Why? Because when you walk in with Jesus, it's miracle signs and wonders. Let's look into the New Testament all throughout. Amen. The first miracle, he went to a wedding. Jesus was there. His mom said, he said, it's not my time. His mom said, do what he say. Do what he say. They did what he say. Just like that. That's perfect grammar. They did what he say. And they saw a miracle. They saw nothing. They saw water become wine. Hallelujah. Right? So do what he say. Do what he say. Do what he say. Mm-hmm. Just like that. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. As we bless the Lord, as we do what he say, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I'm blessing, I'm delivering, I'm healing, I'm rescuing, I'm fighting on your behalf, I'm speaking on your behalf, I'm promoting, I'm opening up, I'm giving you keys, I'm giving you increase, I'm sending the job. Remember when the Holy Spirit said that when we in a humble place, we're able to recognize? David wouldn't have been able to receive the men that God sent to him to follow him. Amen. Hallelujah. If he was in a self-exalted place, God said also, when we in a humble place, there's some jobs that if we're in a self-exalted place, there's some opportunities that when we're in a self-exalted place, we won't even recognize that opportunity. Because we ain't in the humble place. Get in the humble place. Be humble. Amen. Miracle signs and wonders at this address. What address? I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. That inflation won't even affect you. Why? Because he's inflating you. Come on. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The gas prices won't affect you. Why? Because he's increasing you. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Blessing businesses, blessing homes, blessing families, blessing households, blessing minds, blessing bodies, blessing hands to prosper in the work that he set us to do. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmeracha, Ya'er Adonai P'navalacha, Viko Nekayisa Adonai P'navalacha, Ve'yasim lechah shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. See you next week. Same time, same place. Tell somebody, amen. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.